HSX has mobile listening.
HSX, this is in 0TR. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Well, cloudy and overcast, but other than that, okay. I guess the rain's going to start in the next hour, getting really pouring down from what they say.
excuse me, I heard something about that myself. I got to run a quick errand for Steve, and I'm heading back to the house. I'm going to be hunkered down for the next 2 days while this cold weather goes through. I'm embarrassed to say I don't know his call letters. I didn't commit them to memory yet.
KN4VWA, that's Steve. And it's a long call sign. It's hard. I'm glad I got a short one because I flunked on phonics.
I believe that is the correct call for him. I'm sure he hasn't popped on here yet to barrage me or something.
So I got Charles Hingston Jr. Is that correct?
What's that?
I put KC2. I was looking at the call signs here. I had the QRZ going. So it's KB2HSX. I did that yesterday. And then it says, no, I put that in right. Why does that come up kind of funny?
Okay, you're putting it in wrong. It's Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
Kilowatt Bravo 2. And give me the rest, X-Ray.
Hotel H X X-Ray S Sierra.
So KB2HSX, Hotel Sierra X-Ray, correct?
Oh, no, X-Ray Sierra, X-Ray Sierra.
Well, Bernice is over here yakking in my ear. All right, I got a pencil now. Give that to me again.
Kilowatt, Bravo, number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. And if you're a mathematician, and only people that can do math can figure this out. H times S.
My God, I kept coming up. All right, it's David Duran. And Greer, by golly. Oh, duh. I'm just not on the ball this morning, Dave. I apologize. I recognize your call, your name. I kept putting that in wrong, and then it had alias something else on that call that I kept putting in. Well, what the heck they got an alias in there for?
No problem, Tom. Don't worry. Trust me when I say I have been called worse, and that's pretty much by my own wife, so that's okay.
I'll tell you how to solve that, Dave. We've been married 52 years, and I slap Bernice around once a week, whether she needs it or not. And it's worked really well for us in a successful marriage. Now, if you want to try that, drop by the house here, and I'll loan you some mascara and rouge to cover up your bruises.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to let me come over and slap around Bernice. That's not good.
Get your teeth home in a doggy bag. She's a farm girl. Shoot. Yeah, well, we went down and got some ice this morning. I'm just sitting here waiting on some cream of wheat, which I'm in no hurry for. And she's been baking. My gracious, everything around here is covered in cookies and Santa Clauses and wreaths that are cookies. And I took a plate across the street this morning, and they're too dang lazy to get up, so rain on them. I got another plate for Tim next door, and I got another plate for Charlie, and then Kathy, she's not home, so she's probably working. But Bernice's hobby, obviously, is baking.
My wife is she's a baking queen also. She was having such a good day the other day. She went out to the kids' house up in Lyman making baklava and all kinds of good stuff. And we did cookies with the grandkids on Sunday, and they're coming over today in a couple of hours. But we do Christmas Eve. We do, you know, the food and the presents tonight. And then this way tomorrow we can just hang around and do nothing. And by the looks of things, that'd be a good thing tomorrow, because it's going to be a really cold, chilly day. So going to make sure my heat pump is working optimally.
You are with KB2HXS. Yeah, Dave, that's a good plan. We're going to Amy and Scott's and our grandkids' house for supper, but they're going to have masks on, and we're going to socially distance. The boys haven't had any outside activities here in quite a little bit. They play sports, and I don't know how in the world they've avoided getting that stuff. But, baklava, is that Italian? It sounds Italian, or is that Jewish?
Actually, I believe it's a Greek pastry, which we really like. We are not Greek ourselves. I'm Irish and German, so, you know, I like my seven-course meal, yeah. Six-pack and a potato, ha, ha, ha. But yeah, I believe it's a Greek dessert. It's actually quite good. We enjoy it. So we made some, or my wife made some with her son yesterday.
You know, I should have known that, because I knew I'd heard that before. We went to the Greek festival down here once, which is wonderful. But of course, this year it got messed up. They had drive-thru. But that's one of the things they had down there. Oh, I'm an old meat and potatoes guy myself, but that potato and a beer sounds good. I never heard that one before. Talking to the fellas in that area of the world, usually on HF, they'll come back, and when they sign off, they'll say, cheers and beers.
Yeah, it's an old Irish joke, you know. It's just like the other Irish jokes. It's an Irish send-off at a wedding, you know, Irish toast, rather, and it goes something like, here's to our wives and girlfriends, may they never meet.
They were smarter than I thought they were. shoot. Well, I have made some pretty good contacts on HF lately, but they're very spotty. If you get in there the right time, and it seems like around the evening gray line, and I don't get up in time for the morning gray line as usually, although I did the other morning, somebody spotted a country, and I can't remember for the life of me this morning. I slept hard last night. Oh, it was Ogasawa Island, and I worked it on two bands, which I'd worked it before. But I'd rather work Manami Torishima or whatever it is over there. I don't have that one. But I've worked a German, a Spanish, Hungary, Austria, Ogasawa twice, Belgium, Ireland, let's see, Czech Republic, European, Russia, Croatia, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, Western Sahara, Denmark, Italy, Costa Rica, French Guiana, and Colombia. In Chad in Africa recently, Madeira Island, Netherlands, Switzerland, Norway, Poland, Estonia, Kaliningrad, a few of those. And so I feel lucky because I've been idle for the last year, and I just started getting back into it because I know I'm not going to be able to get outside. It's too dang cold for me.
Been on HF in so long. I just got my 706 back from Vlad last week, and I yet to set up an antenna. I took up my my 706 Mach 2G along with the antenna tuner that matches it, the AT180, and he tested both of them. And he said, you know, he had to clean that 107.06 up a little bit. It was a little, had some corrosion issues in there and whatnot. So I got it back, and I got it on my desk now. I got it hooked up to a power supply. Just now I got to set up an antenna or two.
I got the Carolina Wyndham, which is a big one, and it'll do 10 through 160, and then I got the Superloop, which I dearly love. But I've had a problem with it, and I don't know if it's wavelength of the cable. I don't think it is, because I've substituted different links. Or it's possible the Valen may be getting saturated, but I highly doubt that, because I spent extra money and bought a 5,000-watt Valen. They're like tanks. They're really great one from Wire Design. But it just won't operate in that region. And that's my favorite region, around 7005. And then I look at the band scope and then go out from there. If I see anything, I just click over there and listen, see who it is. Of course, that's on CW. And there has been a few sideband contacts on lately, but not a great deal. But he's coming back. I read the other day where there's like 80-some sunspots here just in the last few days. And it's been zero for so long.
Yeah, I haven't really done much on HF recently. So it's just really a lack of interest on my part. Plus, I just haven't had the time.
Been poor. Now there's Delta Lima 5 on 14010 now. I was just looking over here. VE1 talking to France on 17 meters. There's been a little bit of 15 meters. But I think Gray Line with 40 meters probably been one of the best. I just look at QRZ and everybody. Says, oh no, you want to look at DX? No, I like QRZ. Works for me. And I don't see a whole lot more than that. There's a 9 Zulu on there, which is Trinidad and Tobago, I'm pretty sure. But they list those cockeyed FT8 and FT4 contacts on there now. And if you're not experienced at knowing the frequencies, it'd be really difficult to pick out what you can use voice or CW on. That's all I use. I don't use those computer modes. I think Ready's fine, but my wife can't stand the sound of it, so I don't put it on.
Station in there. Yeah, I don't do any of the computer modes. I do either. I do voice mostly. The other station, pick it up. This is KB2HXS Mobile.
Electronic technician, and you may have told me, but I'm 72 and I forget.
In heating tech. Born and raised in New York, learned to trade in Florida, and here I am.
Yeah, I have an HVAC license, but I never was a good refrigeration man. What I done was mostly controls, and I worked on whole large semi-hermetic units on top of a printing plant, and then large ones on top of a hospital, but oh, just for a year each time. So I really don't claim to be a valid HVAC technician, although I did go to Kansas City and take the license for it, and I took a year of of HVAC in college, but I didn't finish out the 2 years. I just wanted to know how to fix the chillers and that on our, we had machine tools that positioned within 0.2 of a thousandth, and I had chillers on the bearings, and that's what I initially wanted to learn about it. But it's evolving and changing with all the blends and new gases and all that, so I don't touch it. I just call Carolina Heating and Cooling, and they come out and check it twice a year.
Excellent. Yeah, I do mainly residential. I don't do a lot of commercial stuff. Did my share of installs and all kinds of happy stuff in Florida. Installs, maintenance, repairs. With all the new style equipment coming out in R410 and stuff, it's really been a hassle with the new coils. They leak like crazy because they can't handle the new pressures. But yeah, I'm mainly a residential guy.
I think that's what ours is. It's a SEER 13. I think I'll go to an 18 if it ever fails. So far, it's been good. I've had the evaporator exchanged and the expansion valve changed. So it's a two-speed and on the compressor, I think. And that's about all I know about it. I thought it was leaking one day, and it was that glue on the coils. I felt like an idiot. But I don't know why I thought that. I knew better. But you get old, you forget. Well, David, I'm going to have to clear with you on this final because she's putting the eggs on, and I don't like cold eggs, but pleasure's all mine. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and maybe I'll catch you later on when we go mobile. Bernice is going to make some homemade ice cream to take down there, and she's got the pumpkin pie made and a bunch of other stuff. But we went out and got ice real early this morning, and she's going to do that. I don't force her to. She enjoys it. 73 David. KB2HXS. Kilowatt Bravo 2. Hotel X-Ray Sierra. N0TR 73 David.
Have a good day. Enjoy your festivities and Merry Christmas right back to you. And we'll catch you later there, sir. KB2HXS will be out. Listening out, that is.
04 KFS. Listening.
XS Mobile, still here.
Go 4 KFS here. New Ham license here. Trying to make my first contact.
Okay, well, you made it. This is KB2 HXS, Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Name is Dave. I'm currently in my vehicle. Just driving around being annoying. Very good. Congratulations on getting your license. I've had mine for quite a number of years. I'm sure you'll meet some nice people on here.
Tommy here. I appreciate that. I'm down towards Traveler's Rest. I didn't know if I could reach a repeater all the way to Caesar's Head on a handheld.
This repeater, I'm not too familiar with it, but I know it's got a real long reach. Big footprint on here, so you should have no problem.
For answering, I appreciate it.
The hobby. Enjoy the hobby. You're going to be spending a lot of money. Be careful. You're barely holding a machine. Barely.
I need to sign out.
4 KFS. Signing out.
Referee, have a good day. KB2HXS Mobile, still here. Another 5 minutes.
Kilo Alpha, was that, or Kilo Oscar, 4 AFX, I think it was, not sure. Anyway, N4HHC, is this any better?
Oh, much better, and you totally botched my calls. That's okay. It's Kilowatt Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
Good, Tommy. Congratulations on getting your license, and welcome to the hobby. It's been a real blessing and a great way to meet great people. So welcome. Are you living in the area? Are you just passing through? Well, we help give the test every third Saturday at the Red Cross Center. So I didn't know if you happened to test there.
Are you referring to me or the young fellow that was just on here?
I was under the carport. And I wasn't picking up the signal very well, so I'm not sure who I'm talking to. Over.
Okay, the new ham, he signed off. I'm an old ham. calls are KB2HXS, Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Name here is Dave, and I live in Greer, and I've been told I have to pronounce it Greer. Got to learn a new language. I have to learn how to speak up here, I guess.
Good, very good. Well, we're trying to get out here, doing some last minute packing. Got to make it run a little errand, but no, I just wanted to welcome the new ham to the club, and thanks for you hopping in there. I didn't have the radio quite set up yet, so I wasn't able to get in there and speak to it. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you. Take care. N4HHC.
Merry Christmas also to you and your family. I'm just out and about here. Got to take care of an air conditioning issue. I'm heading right back home again. 73, KB2HXS Mobile.
4 KFS. Appreciate the welcome there.
4 K Fox Sierra. Wasn't expecting a call there, but welcome. What's the name? Over. Tommy, welcome to the hobby, and hope you enjoy it as much as I am. We've been on the air since 1981, so great. Met a lot of neat folks, and many of them have served as elmers for me to help me along the way, so trying to do the same. Over.
It seems to be a good hobby to help get us through what 2020 has been so far.
On the head there, perfect hobby for 2020. All right, I've got an errand to run here, and we're trying to get away here for a little bit, but you take care. N4HHC. My name is Warren.
Good afternoon there, Warren.
This is November 4, Echo Delta X-Ray. N4EDX, operator is Ed. I'm mobile in Greer. Just wanted to say thanks for, if you're one of the VEs, I appreciate the service you do.
Very good to hear you in there. We thoroughly enjoy meeting new folks and get a chance to chat with most of the people and see what got them into amateur radio, and just make sure they know they're welcome and that we want to help them, and see their smile on their face and their satisfaction and accomplishment when we tell them they passed. That's great.
Yeah, good to hear the new ones. I just wanted to say thanks, and I'm out delivering UPS packages today up until probably 3 or 4 o'clock. But anyway, I spend more time out of the truck running back and forth. But top of the day to you. Happy holidays. November 4, Echo Delta X-Ray. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks for the call there. N4HHC.